Swung on, line to deep left field. It is gone! You should see the celebration out of the Indians' third base dugout. Rajay Davis, a bullet, two-run homer down the left field line, clearing the 19-foot wall. We are tied at six.
The ground's still shaking, I think, from that particular call and that home run back from November. Craig, let's get out to Goodyear, Arizona, and talk with some of the participants in that.
Yeah, the guy who made that iconic call now joins us here at the table in Goodyear, Arizona, the voice of the tribe, Tom Hamilton. And, Hammy, how many times have you heard that during the off season?
A couple of times, Tim. Not that much, you know. Maybe if the ball club had won the game, you'd. You know, and it's like, I'm not sitting around looking for it or trying to listen to it. It was, you know, you just know how blessed you are to have this job, and you just hope like heck if that moment arrives, you don't completely butcher it. I just was so happy for everybody that was at that ballpark. I mean, I know we didn't win the World Series and didn't win Game 7, but that's the moment I take, not because of the call, I don't mean it pretentiously, but that to me is the image you get of the postseason, isn't it? That kind of, to me, exemplified the resiliency of the ball club all season long. Down, out, looked like he had no chance with all the injuries, and then Rajay Davis against all people. And poor Brandon Guyer had such a big hit before it. You know, the RBI doubled right. him to keep the inning alive and had just as good an at-bat. So, you know, I don't know, Tim. To me, that might be one of the, if it's not the best, it's got to be one of the top three moments in the history of that ballpark, isn't it?
Ah, you stole my question.
Oh, I was just okay, well, hey, it was good seeing you. And
that was my follow-up. And truly, I was just going to say, Progressive Field moments. There have been so many great moments. Tony Pena, Sandy against Mariano Rivera.
Eddie Murray gets that game-winning hit in Game 3. Remember against Atlanta in 95 when, boy, if you go down 3-0 in the World Series, obviously it's over. But that one in the eighth inning against that guy?
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Tim, that because when Sandy hit his against Mariano Rivera, I don't think, you know, it's the first round of the playoffs. Obviously, without it, 97 ends quickly. But at that point, you didn't know what it meant. Now you're down to do or die. And Rajay Davis responded, yeah, it's when I have seen, I haven't heard the call much. I've seen the video highlight. I just think, you know, some of the camera shots that Fox had were just so incredible. Going out to the plaza between, you know, the arena and the ballpark and the people just going ballistic.
Yeah.
You see the various shots of our team coming up and out of the dugout. The stunned look on the Cubs fans' faces, the absolute ecstasy on the Indians fans' faces. Oh, my gosh, some of those video shots of that are just – They're breathtaking.
And it was really cool earlier this week to have a chance to talk to Mike Sarbaugh, who was in the third base coaching box, and Sandy, who was in the first base coaching box. And I got their reaction to that home run. Just at some point, they were just a fan going, what did I just see as Rajay was circling the bases? I mean, it was phenomenal.
It's one of the great World Series games of all time when you think of how it ended. And still almost came back in extra innings.
Right.
After the Cubs had scored two. You know, so... Oh, gosh, that was fun, wasn't it?
It sure was. And, you know, I've talked to some guys out here a couple of times. I've heard the phrase unfinished business. You know, we've got to take this one step further. Is that the sense that you're getting?
Yeah, you know, it's good that they're saying that and believing in that, because I think that was – I really thought that was the key to Kansas City winning it the next year. Now, they could have easily gotten eliminated in the first round, kind of like the Indians in 97. They go to Game 7, obviously, and lose to the Giants. And the next year, you know, they kind of had a chip on their shoulder from almost day one in spring training. And just what you talked about, the unfinished business. And yet, Tim, they're a bad bounce away from getting eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. That ball that bounced by Houston shortstop Carlos Correa, mm-hmm. and somehow it got away from him and bounced away from him. Kansas City rallies, and we know the rest of the story. They go on to win, you know, the pennant and then the World Series and whatnot. So you do have to get a little bit lucky too, but I hope the Indians have that same attitude the Royals have, because, gosh, it's hard to get there once, much less back-to-back.
Again, we're talking to the voice of the tribe, Tom Hamilton, as he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. Tom, not a lot of questions in this camp.
How about that? Rosie and I talked about that on the game yesterday. Thanks for listening. but I guess you were at the Black Bear having their volcano heart attack breakfast again. But, yeah, you're right, Tim. And that's the mark of a good team. You know, it's when you come to camp and you've got 105 players in camp and we're on the air saying, you know what, these spots are wide open. Well, that means you don't have many good players.
Right.
So, yeah, I think basically you have the utility spot open. And Mickey Callaway said yesterday, one spot in the bullpen. That's it, Tim. Now, obviously some of that could change based on Michael Brantley.
And certainly for Tito and the staff, it's still important because this is the 3 or 4 weeks
yep.
where they get a look at young guys before you break camp. They really have an opportunity to watch these guys day in and day out.
Tim, how many times have we seen it where somebody doesn't make the team out of camp? It's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of the season. But they made an impression in camp, and lo and behold, late April, early May, they're with the ball club. And whether it's for an extended period of time or not, they're making a contribution based on the impression they made down here in March.
There you go. All right, see?
That's it, huh?
Our time's
up. I got up for this?
6:15. Wasn't this a great way to start your day?
Well, it was.
Who else would you rather talk to?
I can't believe you're still here. Doesn't Elyria have a scrimmage tonight or
I
something?
I have their game Saturday.
Yeah, soccer.
I have the Pioneers Saturday.
Who did they play?
Strongsville. Avon Lake plays Saturday. Rob has that
Falls?
Game. Yeah, Rob has that.
Yeah, okay. Sure glad that, you know, the big guy can't do Avon Lake Shoreman. You know, but, of course, you'll be knocking on the business's door. Hey, I need your ad money because.
Shh. Don't throw us under the bus there, Abby.
Hey, you did a great job again this year. It was fun hearing your games. And I don't know, Tim, you know it better than I do. Can you? I should say outside of Lorena and Elyria, I think they're both really good. Everybody else seems to be really comparable.
It's kind of that Southwestern Conference tournament to see who will get to Elyria or Lorain.
Yeah.
But, Lorain just demolished Northridgeville last night. Now, that was, you know, a lower-seeded team. But they're rolling. Elyria High's playing very well.
I think
most people think Elyria, Lorain. You never know. But
can you imagine if it comes down to those two? Good luck getting a ticket.
That's exactly right. That's why I get to sit high above the floor and call it.
You save us a seat. Rosie and I will be next to you. We'll be your stat man.
You did that. I was telling that story to somebody one time. It was a huge Avon Lake football game, and you were my spotter.
Yeah. I got absolutely no credit either.
Oh, come on now.
Great seeing you, Timmy.
Thanks, Abby. I appreciate it. Tom Hamilton joining us here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, again, you'll hear Hammy and Rosie all summer long, as Bruce Van Dyke so appropriately says. I love it. The soundtrack of summer on WEOL, Hammy and Rosie. All right, guys, we'll send it back to you, and then a lot more to come as part of Wahoo Week here in Goodyear, Arizona.